sauce.
Welcome back. We're here. Niño show again. Otra vez. Hello, Ruben Niño. I host. Minor update. Just got out of the shower, so my hair looks really wet, nice, and moist. Minor update. I'm now officially 6 days jewel-free, vape-free, smoke-free. Dude, just say no to Juul, dude. If some kid in the bathroom tells you he wants you to Juul, don't do it, I guess. I don't know. I've been vaping for a long time, and I was just kind of like, girlfriend doesn't want me to do it, parents don't want me to do it, fuck it, won't do it. So now I don't. Now I don't. Because I'm a big kid now. Because I'm a grown-ass man. I'll do what I want. Fuck the police. Coming straight from the underground. Can't say the rest of it, because I'm just Mexican. So, anyway, I'm thinking about starting to do a weekly Would You Rather. And I think I'm going to start it today. So I'm going to scour the internet, look for Would You Rather questions, see what they say, see what they're asking, and we'll ask them. And I want your opinions. I want everybody who ever listens to the show, I want your opinion on the would you rather. Anyway, so I guess to start it off real good, this one will be, would you rather everybody think that you had sex with your siblings, but you never did? Or would you rather have sex with your siblings, but nobody ever found out? Simple. Mine is no. I would not touch my little brother and my little sister because they fucking disgust me. They're hideous. Can't do it. But I'm okay if everybody's like, hey, that's Ruben. That's the guy who fucked his brother and sister. Ugh, look at them. But, oh fuck, why am I'm clicking that too much. Apple Pencil. You don't click, just write. It's magic. Sponsored by Apple. I fucking wish. Anyhow, let's change this setting to time, because I'm not looking for beats per minute. Okay. Let's get into the topics, okay? Let's just do it, okay? Fuck it. If you haven't noticed, this episode is titled Pretty Little Fears. And also, speaking of the title, all of our titles after All I Do Is Fuck My Pillow, and I think the one before it, were all song titles that I've just, I've listened to. And I'll use those titles to talk about topics, you know what I mean? Like, I heard the song Pretty Little Fears featuring J. Cole by Black, Six Lack, And I was like, fears, what am I scared of? So, now you know. Now you're in on the joke. Now you're in on the little joke. You like it? So, speaking of little fears, this episode we're going to talk about shit that I'm scared of. Number one, dude, I'm scared of using public toilets. Don't know why. It's not like anything bad happened to me in a public toilet or anything. I'm just got like, I don't know. I get anxiety. Like, I'll go to pee. I'll use the urinal. I'll go pee. But, like, number two, poo-poo, pee-pee, boop. Not happening. Not fucking happening, dude. Don't know why. Maybe I'm a shy pooper. Maybe I'm a shy pooper. That's probably what it is. I don't know. It's not really that, like... I don't know how to explain it. I'm not scared that someone's going to see me. I'm scared something's going to happen when I'm, like, literally at my most vulnerable, pants around my ankles, on my phone, looking at Instagram, Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, you should probably follow us on Twitter, at Nino Show. You there. Yeah. Follow us. Do it. Dare you. I'll pay you $50. I'll cash half you $50, dude. Moving on, dude. Let's make this episode quick. Because I have taxes to pay. People to look at. I guess. I don't know. I got shit to do today. It's Saturday. I don't have a watch on. It's 9:45 in the morning. Let's get shit done, okay? Things in the ocean? Oh, fuck. Hit the mic, sorry guys. Things in the ocean? In the ocean? They scare me. They scare the piss out of me. They scare the fuck out of me, boy. They scare me. They scare me. They just do. I'm sorry. It's not like the stuff that you see every day that scares me, you know, like a school of fish or like a hammerhead or a great white. Well, sharks scare me a little bit, you know, because they're a little too unpredictable. But it's that shit that you see in the deep, deep dark, the ones that have like human faces but are like disgusting creatures. They look slimy. They look icky. They look gross. They look like you don't want to touch them, because I don't want to touch them. Not at all. That's disgusting. Like the anglerfish, I think is what it's called. The one from Finding Nemo. The one that has like that light hanging off of it. With like the fucking crazy teeth like that, dude. No thanks. That's terrifying. You can go make fuck yourself. Make fuck. Sorry, I burped. You can go mick fuck yourself. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want to see you at an aquarium. Because on God, it's on site, bro. I'll fuck you up. I'll take off your teeth, bro. I'll shove them in your light hole. Now let's get a little deeper, bro. The next one. The second most scary thing, dude, actually being alone in the universe. Like, everybody's always like, oh, are we alone in the universe? Oh, there's no way we're the only planet to ever, you know, evolve sentient life or intelligent life. Bro, I'd be cool if there were aliens somewhere out there, you know? You send a little bing out into nothingness. Send a little bing. Send a little and it just goes on forever. And then someone intercepts that and then they're like, hey, someone sent us a let's send him a black. But what I'm really scared of is like we send out a and it just goes. No response. It's terrifying. That's like getting stuck in a cave with just rocks, and then you're screaming into the void. No one can hear you. That's terrifying, bro. Come on, man. I don't want to think about that, bro. That's sad. It's just us. It's lame as hell. Some other planet out there's got to have, like, maybe not intelligent life at this point, but, you know, they got a fucking something. They got a fucking something. Maybe they're in the Stone Age right now, as we're speaking. some other planet is trillions of light years away, and they're in the Stone Age for now. By the time of this recording, they could probably already be long extinct. Who knows? They gotta be out there. I hope so. Because, you know, it'd kind of be scary being the only ones out here. The only ones who are actually doing anything on a cosmic scale, I guess. Not on a cosmic scale, on a galactic scale. Because, you know, we're sending out rovers, people, to Mars within the next 10 years. Elon Musk wants to fucking die on Mars. What a visionary, dude. I want to die on Venus. Just a giant F you to Elon Musk. I'm going to die on Venus. Dude, fuck Elon Musk. He's so smart. You can go fuck yourself. You can take me to Venus and I'll have a giant middle finger. So on the bottom of the plaque, it says, fuck Elon Musk. I died on Venus. These headphones are tight on my head because I have a fat head. It's not my fault. Sorry, guys. I was born this way. Feel sorry for my mom's pelvis, you know? The last thing that really scares me is the idea of my own mortality. You know what I mean? Because everybody's like, oh, when you die, you go to heaven. You sure? How do you know? Like, are you sure? You sure? Do you really know? Because I don't. Oh, you heard it from some 8-year-old who had a stroke? He went to heaven and saw his dog? And grandpa? I'm going to need a little bit more convincing than that, to be honest. Not going to lie to you. Don't want to sound like an asshole. Don't want to sound like an atheist asshole. But, you know, because 8-year-olds are kind of, you know, or if they're adults, they're probably trying to get a book deal. Like, who are those one parents whose kid died for like 5 minutes and then he came back and he's like, mommy, I saw heaven. And the mom's like, book deal. Book deal. Movie deal. Oh, you want to give us a check for $5 million? Okay. I see you, Hollywood. Now I'm going to choke myself tonight. Go to heaven, come back. Make like a porn parody, maybe. You know? Who knows? It'll be lit. Who knows? I'm just kidding. Holy shit. Hearing that back in my headphones made me cringe a little bit. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to scare you that like that. Holy hell, I've been rambling. This episode's short. I just wanted to say hi to you guys because I didn't have much stuff to think about over the week. I had work. Went to my Nana's house in Missouri. Helped her clean. Oh, that was like a fucking 2-hour drive. Not to sound grouchy, I love my Nana, but goddamn, live closer, please. I didn't get $100 out of it, so I kind of bought some weed. I'm just kidding. I haven't done anything with it yet. Yeah, I did. I bought a home... Dude, Apple HomePod? Holy shit, we really are sponsored by Apple. Apple HomePod? I bought that shit. Bass, electrifying. The audio quality, electrifying. It's great. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I have a wireless speaker right here. Decent quality. I'll probably keep it in the bathroom. Listen to music when I'm taking a shower. Or taking a shit. Hey, I don't know, man. Not whenever I'm home alone. I have nothing to do. I'll do that. I'll play my HomePod. I'll tell it to play for The Weeknd.
Speaking of The Weeknd,
he has a concert in Tulsa. That's another 2-hour drive. August 22nd, Tuesday. I'm going. Fuck you. I don't know if you're going. Unless Seth's watching this, I know you're going. You're taking Alexis, aren't you? I know. Come on. Also, I had a little update to my bedroom. Peep this. Lights are about to go dim, boys. Boom. Boom. You probably can't see me too well. Oh, no. Well, you know it's crazy. Oh, I got a light strip. Changes colors. You probably still can't see me. But it changes colors. Kind of fucking sick. Wow. Amazing. Incredible. I just wanted to flex really hard. Sorry, guys. God. This chair is so squeaky. Minor upgrades. That's the last upgrade. It's a chair. Anyhow, thanks for watching. This has been Ruben Nino with the Nino Show. Here in my garage. yeah. Hopefully we're playing the outro music / intro music / show music by Kale. Dude, if you're watching this, Kale, sponsor us. Send us more music. check out our sponsor, Anchor. They help you make podcasts. They help you edit your podcasts, provide music for your podcast. But I went and got somebody who's actually, you know, makes good music. Or my taste, anyways. You know, like you do. Because I'm a businessman. I'm just stretching out this episode. It's 17 minutes. Sorry, boys and ladies. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, of the jury. Sorry. Anyhow, check out Anchor. Help you make podcasts, edit podcasts, put your podcast out there on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you can get them. I use Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. Sorry, but yeah. See you. Love you. Peace. Hell got the sauce.